Daniel Bryan's heel turn on Raw this week was pretty weird. Daniel Bryan is at his best when people see how strong he actually is, how fast he actually is, how technically solid he can be on the mic and in the ring. Having Bryan kneel before Bray Wyatt was a huge sign of weakness that completely diminished Bryan's character. This is a guy that stood up to Kane, John Cena, Triple H, Randy Orton, CM Punk, Sheamus, all of these people. Fans are in love with this guy. And to see him act absolutely just grovel at the feet of a future superstar, but someone who hasn't proven themselves yet, is a bad move creatively. If Daniel Bryan would have joined the family after that loss and been like, you know what, you're right, I can't do this by myself, let's do this together, and would have willingly like stuck it to the fans instead of, you know, having no other choice and he's so sad that he has to make this decision, blah, 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 then things could have been completely different. Daniel Bryan has it in him to be a solid heel in that respect. To just say, you know what, look at all the stuff that I did for you guys, and you guys could never get me to the top. Screw you, I'm going to do what I want to do. That's completely different. But to see him, like, limp out of Raw with the family that way, I think it was a really bad move. And what it eventually does is, the fact that Bryan joined the family because he had no other choice, that makes it obvious that eventually what's going to happen is Bryan is going to turn on Bray Wyatt, and they're going to have a fight, and Daniel Bryan's going to reclaim his fans, and it's going to be all good again, and it's probably going to happen by WrestleMania time. It also makes you think how quickly the CM Punk angle with the family went out as well. Was this something that they were trying to get Punk to do? I mean, Punk can grow a wicked beard. If he gets furry enough, he could have fit in. Maybe he didn't want to do it. So maybe WWE Creative was like, okay, we'll go with Daniel Bryan. I don't see CM Punk's character ever kneeling before anyone. Perhaps that was the difference between what Punk was able to convince WWE Creative of what he wanted to do and Bryan's willingness to try and take his character into a different place. At the end of the day, though, what it does is it doesn't necessarily make the Wyatt family stronger, which this addition should have. It should have made them incredibly stronger. Instead, it makes Bryan a wild card, and for the time being, not nearly as significant as he was before. Yeah, we know that he wasn't going to get a world title shot anytime soon, but the fact that he was the underdog and he gave someone, a person to root for, was cool. And even though it kind of put him in a career purgatory, we've seen plenty of WWE superstars. John Cena got by an entire year without winning a title. Daniel Bryan is the same type of performer. Doesn't need a title in order to prove his worth. But at the same time, he needs to be doing something meaningful. In the long run, it's going to be interesting to see how meaningful this angle with Bryan and the Wyatt family is. For the time being, it's a really cool faction, but they don't have the hardware and they don't have the experience yet to kind of make themselves more interesting than they should be. So as of right now, nothing has really changed, except that WWE Creative has proven once again that they don't know how to manage their superstars. They don't know what makes their superstars strong. They don't know what makes them engaging, and they don't know what the fans want.